and Gordo with his kinfolk in the clubhouse.
Yeah, I'm very proud of... Oh, geez, let me turn this up. I'm very proud of my cousin Mitch Moreland because... Do you know what his World Series average is? 600. He's batting 600. Postseason, right. Batting 342.
He is ripping.
Hey,
the
by
ball.
The way, do you know, I looked up the record, the highest batting average for one player in any World Series is 750. Mitch Moreland is in that territory.
Yeah, I know it. Yeah. I know it. And this is the
more hits.
And here he is. He's a rookie, and he's from this little town in Mississippi called Amory, Mississippi. It's like a, it has about 5,000 now, which is pretty big now. But I can't believe that this guy has come from nowhere, and he's on the Rangers, and he seems like just a really good guy. He has those really quality at bats and so on. And he's just nice as the day is long. So I cornered him in the locker room. Of course, Mitch and I go way back since we're third cousins and all. But I figured it's time for the P1s to get to know Mitch Moreland a little bit more. Now, the interview wasn't quite as raucous and funny as it could have been because I had to tone it down due to last night's loss.
Did you have funeral home voice?
I did have a little bit of funeral home Gordo here. So enjoy funeral home Gordo interviewing his cousin Mitch Moreland. Gordon Keith here with the great Mitch Moreland, of course, Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Mitch, thank you for having the courage to come on.
Yeah, sure, no problem. Yeah.
Now, this is pretty amazing for you. Your rookie season, here you are in the World Series, your first season. That's never happened to you before.
No, not at all. It's been a great experience so far, and here we are, World Series, hadn't went the way we planned for it too so far, but, we get to go back home and get a day to work the kinks out and be ready to go for Game 3.
Have you been surprised how much better you've gotten in the postseason?
No, not at all. It's just it's kind of been a confidence thing, just getting in there and playing and getting to see these guys, the pitching staff and just being out there day in, day out. It's been a lot, a big confidence builder for me.
Now the communities of Hatley and Quincy and Amory and all those places have to be going crazy paying attention to this series right now, rooting for you.
Yeah, I've had a lot of hometown support, and it's definitely pushed me, and I appreciate everybody that's been behind me.
Has Dallas been overwhelming for you in any way?
Oh, not at all. Not at all. It's been a lot of fun, and, look to keep it going.
Nice town full of decent people, or have you experienced it more the douchebag and breast augmentation crowd?
No, it's been a great crowd so far.
Did you say that?
Yeah, he did.
And this is Chris Davis next to him, who's going, did he just say that?
Two of them.
Resuming here with the great Mitch Moreland here on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. All right, have you ever worn an Ed Hardy t-shirt?
No, never worn an Ed Hardy t-shirt.
These are important questions, Chris. These are important questions.
The last two things I heard were douchebag and Ed Hardy.
Right. Well, these are important questions that our listeners want to know. Do you prefer country music, death
country
metal,
music.
Or hip-hop?
Country.
You didn't let me finish, Mitch.
Well, I mean, that's what
death
I listen
metal
to.
And hip-hop.
That's what I listen to, country music.
Have you ever listened to any death metal?
I mean, I like rock. I don't know about death metal, but I don't even know what that means. But.
I don't know. Something evil. All right, who is the most famous person outside of sports that you've met?
Never met him. I'd like to.
You'd like to be George Strait?
Yeah, I would. King George. I don't know. I don't know. I can't think offhand who the most, I don't know.
Most famous is? You can't think of it offhand. All right, I'll give you a little time on that one. That'll be part of a written test later on.
Okay.
How long have you been left-handed?
Since about 85.
Same here. Are you scared of Vladdy's hair?
I don't know if I can answer that one either right now.
Which is scary, Vladdy's hair or Elvis's hair?
Elvis's. There's stuff living in Elvis's hair.
Looks like it has its own ecosystem. Like you could find a manchichi in there.
Yeah, when we have our meetings, you don't sit behind Elvis because you can't see the screen.
Do you like trying new restaurants?
Yeah, definitely.
Do you like only the best food?
Only the best food? I'll try anything. I'm pretty open to food. It doesn't matter. I'll eat it.
Do you like meeting distant relatives you've never heard of before?
Yeah, that's awesome.
Hasn't it been exciting? We're trying to get Chance of Cuz to start in the stadium when you come up to bat.
That sounds good. Sounds good.
Well, we thank you, Mitch, for joining us here for Get to Know Mitch Moreland.
Thank you, Gordon.
Life's like a box of chocolate.
Hey, stop it. You stop that right now.
He does kind of sound like that a little bit.
He's got a great southern accent.
So did Forrest.
Well, Tom Hanks based his accent off of Mitch Moreland.
I remember you, Gordon.
See, I resent that because most of my relatives have that accent, George. Really nice guy.
He does sound like a nice guy.